Let's go to Hebrews 4:16. Let me show you what you can do with Hebrews 4:16. If you've got somebody that you need to pray for, like a child or something, or a maid or anything, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. Now let me ask this question. Come boldly unto the throne of grace. Where is the throne of grace? It's in heaven. It's the third heaven. Now, do you have access to the throne of grace as a son or a daughter of God? Sure you do. I mean, you can run up and jump in daddy's lap anytime you want to. You know, some people never go there. They never dream that you can go there. But that's just like the other night. Again, at Hobbs, there's a lady come up the first night, and I said, what do you need to be prayed for? She said, my daughter and I cannot get along. She just hates me and said she will not say, she's mean to me. I said, well, are you walking in obedience to God's word? Well, yeah, I'm trying. I'm certainly trying. I said, okay. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. So if I go to the throne of heaven, I walk in up there and say, oh God, this poor little girl's got a problem with her daughter. Oh God, please, Lord, if it be your will you do something to this girl? What do you tell me to do? Come in there, how? Come in. Hey, Dad. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Here I am, Dad. You know, I'm coming in here because I got my brother Jesus with me. Because his blood, that's why me and him can both walk right in here and I can talk to you. And he looks over and he says, well, I hear somebody talking down there, but all I see is Jesus. Ain't that something? Well, what do you need, son? And so you start pouring out. Lord, this little girl down here in Hobbs, New Mexico, she says her daughter is not good to her. And she says she's walking obedience to your word. So since she's walking obedience to your word, you said I can come boldly and ask anything I want to. I ask you to change that little girl's heart. I ask you to put a spirit of love, joy, and peace in that little girl. I ask you to let her love her mama and be just the sweetest little thing. And I want to thank you, Lord, it's done in Jesus' name. I mean, you got to do something in faith, right? Well, Wednesday night we was getting ready to pray for people. At Wednesday night, and I said, now, if you've already been here and had prayed for her once this week, don't come up again because we got a bunch of people to pray for. So I said, we don't want to be here all night. And we actually prayed for people that night till 5 o'clock in the morning. Went Thursday morning, 5 o'clock, we still praying for people. Now see, I love it when people stay in line and hang out that long to get prayed for. You know they're serious about this. They got to be serious. But anyway, that lady says, I know I'm not supposed to come up for prayer again. I'm not going to ask for no kind of prayer. I just want to tell you, the last 2 days, my daughter has been the sweetest little thing you can imagine. Now then, who can change that little girl? And he's going to do it because you ask in faith. Now, I didn't go up there saying, oh, God, if it be your will. Lord, I don't know if you can do this for this little girl or not. Hey, I know the God that we serve can do anything. He can change anything. Now, somebody said, well, you know, maybe it's not, you know, God would go over, their will. I said, you don't think God will do that? Oh, no, he would never go over somebody else's will. I said, oh, yeah. I said, let me tell you a story about a prophet. I said, I remember when King Saul said, go out there and get that prophet, bring him in right here. I want to talk to him. And so the captain gets 50 men and goes out there and says, man of God, King Saul wants to talk to you. He says, if I'm a man of God, may fire from heaven fall down and kill every one of y'all. Now that doesn't sound very Christian, does it? But you know what happened? Fire rained down from heaven, all 50, that officer and all 50 of his men were instantly burned up right there before him. Uh-oh, so Saul hears about this, and he said, wait a minute, get another captain and 50 more. So another captain, 50 more, they come out there. Saul said, go out there and get him. Bring him in. Come in there and say, man of God, Saul wants to talk to you. He said, if I'm a man of God, may fire roll down to heaven, kill every one of you. Bam, and 51 more men dead. All this is written in the Scriptures. You know, some of y'all read this story? It's in the Word of God. So Saul said, okay, then let's get him, go send another one. And so the third one, he'd heard about this. I mean, this has got out now. So this third one, he goes to prayer, and he falls on his knees. Oh, man of God, please don't kill us. Be merciful to us. He's pleading with the man of God. Somebody said, all this doesn't sound very Christian to me. Well, there's a whole lot of things in the Word don't sound too Christian the way you think about being a Christian. But God is an awesome God, and He does what He wants to do. And He can do anything He wants to. Somebody said, God would never hurt nobody. Well, we're going to have to close on a couple of scriptures here. We're going to go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 32, 39. See now that I, even I, am He, and there is no God with me. Now, how many gods are there?
One.
Now, look at what he said. What's the next line? I do what? Uh-oh. Now, that's got to be a misprint. I am God. I kill. I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. So if you get in His hand and you get into unforgiveness, what can He put on you? He can put sickness and disease on you, can't He? He can put bad stuff on you, can't He? And if you don't learn how to get out of that, He'll kill you with it. He'll kill you with it, and He kills people all the time. He says right here, He kills. Now let's go to Isaiah 45, 5. I am the Lord. And there is none else. There is no God besides me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. What does that mean? In other words, I'm in control of you, whether you know me or not. I've girded you. Did He make you? Even when you didn't know Him, He knew you, didn't He? I girded thee, although you don't know me. I'm still in control. That you may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Verse 7 and 8. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Somebody said, God couldn't make evil. He can't do that. Well, I got news for you. It's written in His book. He takes full credit for all this, doesn't He, brother? I mean, who is it that does everything? In fact, I was listening to two preachers on a Christian television the other night somewhere. We were at a hotel somewhere, and so I turned on the Christian channel. And there was two preachers talking, said, you know, this age-old question, where does evil come from? Since we know God can't make evil. I thought, hey, guys, you guys need to read the book. He give you His answer. God is one that makes evil. Didn't He say it? Right there. I mean, it's amazing how many times in the Word when God will say under the old covenant, you disobey me, and you will take a wife, but somebody else will sleep with her. You've read them, haven't you? You shall plant a garden and somebody else will eat out of it. You won't get it. Why? Because of your disobedience. Now, how many men do you see? That's just like a young man the other day. Come to me, and he was all heart broke. And I said, what's wrong with you, son? He said, my wife's left me. How long have you been married? 10 years. You got any children? Yeah, a couple. I said, your wife left you? Yeah. I said, how much time you spend with God in the Word? He immediately said, well, not enough. I said, what is not enough? You spend an hour a day? No. I said, you spend 10 minutes a day? No. I said, so you don't spend no time in the Word. That's why you said not enough. He said, that's true. I don't study the Bible at all. I said, let me give you the scenarios going on in your life. I said, when did you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Well, at 15. I said, okay. So from 15 years old, you supposedly accepted Him as your Lord. Yes. I said, so you don't spend any time with Him. You go to church once in a while. So you're getting further and further and further away. And technically, as far as God's concerned, you've become a spiritual prostitute. You're a whore. You've broke the King's heart. You're His son. But you're not having any intimacy with Him. You're not cuddled up with Him in His Word every evening, reading His Word. You're not telling Him how much you love Him and praise Him and worship Him every day. And so since you separated yourself from Him and became a prostitute, then He took what you loved the most and He separated her from you and put her with another man. I said, you want to know why these kind of things happen? It's written all over the Word. You shall espouse a woman, but you shall not sleep with her. someone else will have your wife because you don't put me first. Isn't that something? These stories are all over the Bible. You want to know why things happen? You take the scripture, he says, if you love me and worship me and put me first, I will bless you and everything you put your hands to. I will bless your children. There will be no divorces. There'll be no barren. Everything will be blessed and perfect. All you got to do is love me and worship me. Isn't that something? So if people will love the Lord and obey him, then if we repent of our sins, what do you say you could ask for after you repent of your sin?
Anything.
Now, don't you love that girl?
Every disease.
In other words, when you walk in faith, see, the night that I read all these scriptures I was talking about a while ago, that Romans 10, 9 and 8 and 9, when I read those two verses and told the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't understand why, if all this is true, that if I was healed and everything on the cross like I was saved, I said, I do not understand why I have been sick so many times. I said, I accepted you as my Lord at 11. And I know I've been saved ever since. I said, so if I was saved at 11, I said, and healing was at the same point, I said, then why have I been sick so many times since I was 11? Now I'm 45. He said, son, I heard his voice. This is clear. He said, I am a faith God. Without faith, it's impossible to please me. Now, is that written in the book?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Hebrews 11, 6. I am a faith God, and without faith, it's impossible to please me. And he said, you have never received me as your healer by faith in my word. Now, why is people going to hell all the time? Because they refuse to make Jesus Lord of their life, right? Anytime anybody, I don't care how big old boy you can be, when you realize that you got to come to Jesus and say, Lord, I surrender it all. I want you to be my Lord and my Savior. How many of you will he turn away?
None.
He saved you, didn't he? It didn't make it how big, how young, how old, how nothing. And when you accept him as Lord and Savior, you get saved, don't you? He don't ever say no, does he?
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Leave a Jesus Trail, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.